tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
f***ing. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Hey, this is the holiday season, officially now, right? I mean, it's been started for me in September since the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Well, Halloween is Monday. Halloween is Monday, so it starts, I guess, Monday.
Now.
Halloween,
well, they officially have holiday things in stores now.
All the Halloween parties started this weekend. I see everybody going to different Halloween parties, which I don't understand why it's 2 weeks prior to Halloween, but damn.
They just need a theme. Promoters need a theme.
Yeah.
Bring people in.
Yeah.
Sell the business a little bit. Well, today is a glorious day. Give a round of applause and drop one of Clues bombs for Drake. Today is Drake's birthday. Oh.
That's why.
Hey, Pusha T, your guy. Didn't you and Pusha T used to run the streets of Virginia? Drake out here throwing shots at Pusha T, and you saying happy birthday to him?
Pusha T started it.
You waffle-colored Negroes,
these hoes ain't loyal.
You can't, especially these light-skinned hoes.
Now, Pusha T is my guy, but hey, Drake is the king of the beige right now.
So you guys have a connection.
We got to represent with the king of the beige. So shout to Drake. Happy birthday to the boy, Drake.
What you going
to
do? You going to do the same thing you do every morning, which is play Drake every 20 minutes?
Around there. Yeah, about that.
Right.
About that.
Now, Emmy, I thought about you this weekend because I met John Starks also.
Oh, you met John Starks?
Yeah, we did this run.
New York Knicks dunked on Jordan.
Fighting childhood obesity.
Why you don't ask me to explain to the people who John Starks is? You arrogant New Yorker. All right?
Explain to the people who John Starks is.
He played for the Knicks.
There you go.
Yeah, 37 years ago.
It wasn't 37 years ago. It might have been like 15. About 10, 15.
No longer than that,
no.
Man. 15? 15 yes. Was 2000. When John Starks retired?
It was longer than that? Whoa, okay.
Exactly.
Maybe 20 years ago?
I ain't gonna say, man. He had maybe retired around 96, 97.
Sheesh.
Jordan retired around 96, 97. So when did John Starks retire?
Let me see.
Oh, I thought John Starks was a pretty well-known NBA player. No?
And he's known in New York heavily.
Oh, okay.
When did John Starks retire? Checking.
2002. He retired in 2002.
Really?
Yes.
He must have been playing for like the Raptors or somebody.
Utah.
But
he was playing
Utah.
For Utah.
Okay, same difference.
Yeah, he left the Knicks in 98.
All right.
Well, yeah, so how was that?
I know you're a Knicks fan.
Yes.
So I met John Starks. I was doing this run for fighting childhood obesity for the YMCA, and he was also, the two of us were there. We had our own teams.
Okay.
So it was a 5K. It was raining, and it was cold out, but we still had a good time.
Good, good, good. I was out at in D.C. for Howard Homecoming.
Shout out
to everybody
too.
That came out to Howard. Had a great time at Howard University.
I ended up at Howard University's homecoming also.
Yeah, it was a good time. Great time. Shout out to all the students that supported, came out. We had a great time at HU.
Everybody was over there this weekend at Howard University.
Absolutely. What you did over the weekend, Charlamagne?
Nothing. Sit at home. My favorite thing to do, drop on the Clues bombs for me and Club Couch.
Okay.
Catch up on all my shows like Atlanta. Got to watch Insecure in real time last night.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Jaheim was looking for you.
Jaheim was not looking for me. All of these artists got to stop lying. I'm not even going to say what I heard, but God bless Jaheim. I wish him the best,
I heard that he's mad
man.
At you because you said him and Joe Button are gay together.
But listen, I never said that.
Where
okay?
did that story first come
all,
from?
First of all, this was 13 years ago when I was doing radio at WHXT, Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina, which we now do mornings on. And I was fired from dropping a Clues bomb for that also.
So where did this story come from?
So when Joe Buttons came to my show back in 03, because you know Joe Button's grandparents live in Sumter, so he used to always come to my show in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him. I just had a list. I don't even know where I got that from. I just heard that somewhere, and I asked him if him and Jaheim ever got it in. That was 13 years ago.
What was his reply?
No, of course.
Just asking.
Just asking.
Call a man. Ask him a question.
Yeah, I seen that this week, and I was like, he never asked that.
That was definitely on a rumor site way back in. I'm telling you, this was literally 12, 13 years ago.
Okay. That was a great laugh.
Well, somebody still has a grudge.
Oh, well, God bless him. But I brought it back up in a conversation me and Joe was having over the past couple months, and I asked him. I said, you remember the first time I interviewed you and I asked you if you had sex with Jaheim?
What was his reply?
Just laugh. Like, it's funny. Like, whatever. Listen, God bless him. Do what right. whatever Jaheim feels like he needs to do, do it. God bless you, brother.
So you're not going to let him on the show?
Absolutely not. You're not getting the Breakfast Club interview. No, that's not happening. No way, Jose.
You don't want him to come up here and clear things up?
No, not for Throwback Thursday, not Flashback Friday, not Way Back Wednesday. It will be no Jaheim on
Wednesday.
The Breakfast Club, okay? Sorry.
Goodness gracious. All right.
Struggle love. Just struggle all the way.
Well, we got that all out the way.
Struggle love.
Front page news is next. What we get into in front page
we'll
news?
We'll talk about this California tour bus. Very unfortunate incident. Also, as Hillary Clinton takes double-digit poll lead against Donald Trump, we'll tell you what just happened at a campaign event.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Get your ass up. It's Monday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Beyonce. We're sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I bet you there's some nappy-headed Beckys out there that get offended every time they hear that record, by the way.
Maybe.
You know, just stereotyping all Beckys with good hair like it ain't some nappy-headed Beckys in these streets.
Maybe. Now, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk sports. Now, the Cubs beat the Cubs play the Indians game one of the World Series tomorrow night. So, baseball's almost over. So, shout to the Cleveland Indians and also shout to the Chicago Cubs.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cleveland, damn it. It seems like Jesus has finally stopped ignoring your sports franchises, except for the Browns. But the Indians and the Cavaliers both in the finals in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Finals, World Series, whatever. Wow.
Yeah. Now, also the NBA season returns tomorrow night. So, look forward to seeing some Knicks games. All right, now let's talk football. Now, the Giants beat the Rams in London. I wasn't mad at that 9 a.m. game, though. That 9:30 a.m., I wasn't mad at that. You get up early, you watch the game, you relax, you start your football early on a Sunday. I wasn't mad at that. Now, the Eagles beat the Vikings, the Chiefs beat the Saints, the Colts beat the Titans, Bengals beat the Browns, the Lions beat the Redskins, Raiders beat the Jaguars, the Dolphins beat the Bills, the Jets, they finally won, man. The Jets beat the Ravens, Bucks beat the 49ers, Chargers beat the Falcons in overtime, the Patriots beat the Steelers, and Seahawks and Cardinals ended in a tie. How'd that happen? Nobody could score? Really horrible that bad? All right, and the Cowboys didn't win or lose.
The Cowboys did not lose, okay? All right, but let's be clear about that. The Cowboys did not lose. We are still 5-1, all right, because we had a bye week.
All right, and all the right? Broncos play the Texans for Monday Night Football. Now, let's talk about this bus crashing.
Yeah, this was a terrible incident. A tour bus was coming back from a casino, and it crashed into the back of a semi-tractor trailer. This happened yesterday. 13 people were killed, and 31 people were injured. They don't know immediately what was the cause. They don't know whether drugs, alcohol, or fatigue were factors in that accident. What they do know is the tour bus was going so fast that when it hit the back of the big rig, the trailer itself entered into the bus about 15 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
Yeah. Very
oh my goodness! Condolences
situation.
To anybody that lost their life and family members. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks. Prayers up for everybody involved in that situation.
Mm. Now, someone got punched at a Clinton event.
Yeah, I mean, not much more I can say. A man was wearing a pro Donald Trump T-shirt. He got arrested yesterday after punching a person that was going to a Hillary Clinton campaign event. This was in North Carolina. The victim did not need medical attention. Mm. And now the person was arrested for civil assault and charged with a misdemeanor. I also see that people are now trying to boycott Ivanka Trump's clothing line. So anything that sells her products or any of Donald Trump's products, they're calling for people to boycott and not shop at any of those stores.
Where do they sell her clothes?
TJ Maxx, Amazon.com, Zappos, Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Dillard's, DSW, Macy's, Marshall, Saks, Off Fifth.
Wow. What's the name of her clothing line?
It's the Ivanka Trump collection.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Well, it's for women, so
okay.
You probably don't know that much about it, but yeah, some people are saying that retailers should be held accountable for selling anything that is Trump-related.
That's the crazy thing about what Donald Trump is doing. If he doesn't become president of the United States of America, he's ruined a lot of business for him
and
his family.
He's killing his brand.
Absolutely.
Killing his brand. My goodness.
Yeah, one woman said she was at TJ Maxx and she was about to buy this shirt, but then she saw it was Ivanka Trump. She said, suddenly she felt like her throat was closing and she couldn't breathe. My first thought was, grab them by the vagina. We can do anything we want. Don't even ask. And she just said, I can't even purchase this.
That's the merch the Trumps need to put out, to grab them by the pussycat merch.
Mm.
Put that out.
I don't know if they should do that.
That'll sell.
I don't know if somebody will buy that.
Listen,
probably
would do it after the election results come in.
We live in an era where people like offensive things. They like edgy things. That grab them by the vagina t-shirt would fly off the shelf.
I don't know.
Have a cat getting choked out on the front.
I don't know.
As the logo.
Dollar signs, baby.
Well, all right. It's definitely bad for business right now to be a Trump.
Okay. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent right now, call us up. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe you had a bad weekend or a bad morning. 800-585-1051. And congratulations to the Brick City Lions, my son's football team, man. They're busting ass out there. My son ran, I think, for 100 yards this weekend, one touchdown. Had a couple of picks. Shout to the Brick City Lions. Shout to Hard Body Nas, one of the coaches over there, all right? But tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is a mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yo, what's up, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad at my baby's mom's right now. Today is my baby's 12th birthday, and she's not letting me see her.
Damn.
That sucks. Have you been paying your child support?
She don't want it.
Oh, that's why you can't see your child. You got to pay to play, baby, meaning you got to pay to play with your kids.
That's bull.
Why don't you take her to court?
I've done that already.
And what happened?
Nothing. Nothing like I needed it to go.
Does she have his phone? Can you reach her at least?
Nope. It's so bad that I don't even know where they live.
Oh, she that got ain't me your curved. Daughter, bro. That is not your daughter.
How did it get so bad?
99.9. It's a long story. She even tried to have her husband, who she separated from, now a doctor, without my consent. I had to fight that in court.
Mm-hmm. Have you been a good dad, or you just popped up, bro?
No, I've been a good father. We broke up in her second month of pregnancy, so, you know, she tried to keep her away from me. Then she lied and said she was having an abortion. Come to find out, she had my baby. Like I said, it's a long story. So basically, she has a bond stronger with her stepfather than she does me, because her mother led her to believe that her, you know, stepfather was her biological father. So it's just a whole world of crap.
I'm sorry for you, bro.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, brother. You said you took her to court and that didn't work, so I don't know what to tell you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Good luck. That's all I can say. Hello, who's this?
iPhone Sim. What's poppin', Envy?
iPhone Sim, we ain't hear from you in a long time. You was locked up, bro?
I know, man. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, though.
Go ahead.
Tell us.
I'm mad because Snoop Dogg posted my video. I was Aladdin for Halloween, and I ain't getting no likes. Ain't nobody at my name. I ain't famous. That's probably what happened.
So he just stole it from you.
Yo, listen, everybody posting my video. I ain't getting
iPhone Sim. Nobody knows you. They just found the video amusing.
But you know me, though. You supposed to be like, yo, that's my man Sim right there.
No, I wouldn't say that because I ain't see the video. Gee, are you really upset about this, bro?
He wanted to get some
Jesus
likes.
Christ.
Let him get his followers up.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Snack Man. How are you, Angela?
Hi, Snack Man. My favorite comedian.
You only get one.
Gosh.
You only get one.
I got two jokes.
You only get one.
Let's hear it.
All right, now call next Monday. Here we go. Why was the tomato blushing?
Why?
Why?
Because he's sort of salad dressing.
Man, Snack Man, you have no idea how much I wish that you just don't wake up.
I'll take that one. That was a chuckle.
That was not a chuckle.
What's the second one?
I love your laugh, Angela. Have a great day.
All right.
He really only told one joke.
Yeah, we told
him. He shouldn't have told that one.
It was a little chuckle, though.
No, it was not. It was nothing remotely chucklish about that joke.
So you wouldn't go see him perform stand-up?
Hell no.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't perform to see stand-up, sit down, lay down, none of that.
Snack Man.
All right. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake Riri with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And again, happy birthday to the boy Drake. Today is his birthday. It's a national holiday, Drake Day.
It is not a national holiday. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're going to play Drake every 20 minutes.
We just play Drake, yeah. We're going to get
into
some more Drake.
Because you are a waffle-colored Negro, and waffle-colored Negro support each other.
Absolutely.
But I find it disgusting that you rode around with Pusha T all those years in Virginia.
That's still my guy.
You know, he held you down on the street level
That's
at
my
times.
Guy.
Kept you from getting robbed.
That's my guy.
Put drug money in your pocket.
I wouldn't say
and
that.
You,
I wouldn't
and
say that.
You... up here saying happy born day to him when Drake threw some bars at your boy yesterday.
Look, Pusha T is my guy, but Drake is the king of the waffle-colored Negroes right now.
And Barack is still the king of the waffle-colored
Negroes.
You're
right. There's Barack and then Drake.
Okay.
Well, it's actually Smokey Robinson, Barack.
Smokey, no, Smokey's a different era. Barack is definitely this era. He's definitely the king of this era.
Listen, you know Envy got to ride that wave.
No, man, we light skin. We got to stay.
That's all it is, a waffle-colored wave.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A beige breeze.
Surfboard.
I'm actually going to order some waffles this morning in honor of Drake's birthday.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let us talk about Azealia Banks and Russell Crowe. We'll give you an update on what's going
That's
on.
That's still happening.
It's still happening, okay? It has not gone away. Also, DJ Khaled, he got a major key over the weekend. We'll tell you what happened.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, congratulations to DJ Khaled and to Nicole Tuck. They had their baby boy.
Drop one of the goosebumps for DJ Khaled, his woman.
Now, Khaled also was playing his major key album in the delivery room while the baby was
He's playing everything. He's playing some reggae tunes, too.
Yeah, he was playing some reggae. Baby soon come. Here is what he had to say, because he Snapchatted the whole thing.
About how much longer you think, Doc?
2 more hours.
I like that. Y'all got my nerves going. Y'all stressing me out.
Nope.
Nothing great.
God is great, man. Hey.
Yeah. You guys got the pool.
Man, I'm scared, man.
No, come on. Quick. Give me a
No film, no problem.
I'm going to let y'all hear it only.
Now, if this was anyone else, one of your friends, you might be like, okay.
No, I wouldn't.
This is a bit much. But for Khaled.
Did you expect Khaled to do anything else?
That's what I'm saying. If it was anyone else but Khaled.
No, it wasn't that graphic or that bad.
I just feel like.
If it was anybody, I wouldn't care. Because I understand that's the era we live in. We live in the era of oversharing. Like, it always bugs me out how much y'all say is too much. Because Khaled's been documenting his life on Snapchat for how long now?
Yeah, no.
Showers and everything. Yeah. And now all of a sudden he went too far.
That's why I say because it's Khaled, it's what it is.
If it was anybody, it wouldn't. I'm sure it's been other pregnancies on Periscope and Snapchat and all those other mediums.
Didn't Drea do something similar and people were mad at her or something like that? You actually seen the baby come out and people were mad at her? I mean, people share so much of their life. If they want to do it, I'm happy.
That's the era we live in.
You just had a baby recently. Did you snap any of it?
I didn't, know.
Right.
I didn't.
If Envy did that, I would have been like, all right, Envy, that's a bit much.
But you remember, I didn't because I was actually pulling the baby out. Like, I'm part of the process.
So you could have had Logan or Madison.
But you remember, Gia actually took a picture of me taking the baby out.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm there. Nah, we didn't have the kids in
there. What is a bit much in this era? I don't think there's any lines. Like, everybody always says they go too far based off what they don't like.
Well, part of what we like about Khaled is that he does all of this, that the average person, I think, might say, okay, I don't want to show this much, but Khaled is.
I know, I disagree with that.
That's what we come to expect from
Khaled. I think the average person does show this much on a constant basis via social media.
I don't know. None of my friends that I follow on Snap have ever done anything.
Now, people go crazy. They go to funerals and Snap funerals.
See, now I've never seen that.
You never seen that?
I know. I mean, not from any of my friends personally. Yeah.
Yeah, not your. I mean, it may not be your circle, but it happens all the time.
All right.
They took a picture of Shorty Lowe in his casket with his jewelry on.
A lot of
I guarantee
it
was five pregnancies That's on Periscope crazy. Today. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
A lot of major keys. All right, Azealia Banks and Russell Crowe, what is going on? We were all waiting to see what was going to happen with the security footage from the hotel where Azealia Banks claims that Russell Crowe choked her, called her the N-word, and spit on her. She said the video would show him spitting and more. But there's no video footage from where the confrontation went down. There's cameras at the hotel capturing what happened in public areas, but nothing like that. Now, initially, Azealia had filed a battery report against Russell, and now she doesn't want to press charges. So I guess that's what it is.
Ain't no videos, no evidence. Does he say, she say at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right, and also because eyewitnesses are saying she instigated the whole thing as well, and Russell was just trying to restrain her, so I guess it looks like it's not going to go anywhere, so she is not pressing charges now.
I'm surprised the hotel don't got camera footage, though.
Well, it might have
been
in
the room.
It was in the room.
Which they can't have footage in your room, but in the hallway where he threw her out.
If it's a nice establishment, they have cameras.
They would have it in the hallway, but not in your personal room.
Not in the room, no.
That would be a violation.
Absolutely.
All right, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, they have separate living arrangements still, and that's not going to change anytime soon. They'll be co-parenting. They're still together, but they get along much better when he can go right back home to his house because they fight a lot. Their relationship is volatile. When things get a little left, he goes back to his house.
So they're not together?
They're together, but he has his own house.
Okay.
So when things get a little rough, when they start arguing.
They're back to dating now.
Yeah. I mean, they're engaged, I guess.
That's confusing.
But
that whole show is confusing. I don't know why I was flipping channels last night, and I stopped on Keeping Up with the Kardashians because I saw Kanye for something, and I sat there and tried to watch 3 minutes of that show, and I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, they argue a lot, so I guess, you know, maybe the best thing for them to do is for him to go next door.
And then there's always just too much going on at once on that show. Like, Chloe was trying to get breast implants last night. Kanye was at a concert. They was having something for Chloe's birthday. I don't know, man. It was just all confusing.
Wait, you said they live next door to each other?
I don't know if it's next door, but they live right near each other.
They live close enough to share sugar.
He can run home.
And you know they're sharing sugar because those are some big body people. Okay?
If you were with somebody and y'all fought a lot, would you like to have your own house that you can just say, I'm going back to my house?
Not if we engage.
That's lifestyles of the rich and famous, okay? Because when you don't get along with somebody that, you know, and you fight a lot, you're forced to live with them when you ain't got no money.
You make it work.
Okay?
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Of course, we'll be talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and we'll tell you about an unfortunate incident that happened involving a tour bus.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Wake your ass up. It's Monday, and it is Drake's birthday. It's Drake Day.
Okay.
Hater.
All right.
We got more Drake coming just around the corner for his birthday.
You ain't got no Pusha T, though, and that's supposed to be your man. All that drug money he gave you in Virginia, that's how you initially came up. One of the reasons.
What? Allegedly, that did not happen, but it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports. Game one of the World Series is tomorrow. The Chicago Cubs take on the Cleveland Indians.
And ironically, well, not ironically, I guess, but the Cleveland Cavaliers received their finals rings tomorrow as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the curse of sports franchises in Cleveland may be lifted, or this could all just be coincidence, but the Browns still suck.
All right. Well, let's talk about the NBA season. It returns tomorrow night. I think the Knicks are going to take it all this year.
Shut up.
I do. Now, in football, the Giants beat the Rams in London. Shout out to my Giants with two in a row. Eagles beat the Vikings. Chiefs beat the Saints. Colts beat the Titans. The Bengals beat the Browns last night. Lions beat the Redskins. Raiders beat the Jaguars. Dolphins beat the Bills. Jets beat the Ravens. Bucks beat the 49ers. The Chargers beat the Falcons in overtime. Patriots beat the Steelers. And Seahawks, Cardinals, tie. Now,
let's acknowledge that the Dallas Cowboys did not lose yesterday.
They didn't win, and they didn't lose.
They didn't lose. They're still 5-1 because we had a bye week. Drop one of the clues bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, baby.
And then, why are you dropping a bomb?
Because we're 5-1.
Right? Now, in Monday Night Football, the Broncos play the Texans. All right, now let's talk about this bus crash, eh?
Yeah, this is an unfortunate incident. 13 people were killed when a California tour bus hit a truck. The tour bus was returning from a casino, and that's when it crashed into the rear of a semi-tractor trailer on Sunday. The speed of the bus was so significant that when it hit the back of the big rig, the trailer itself entered about 15 feet into the bus. 31 people were injured, and 13 people were killed.
Yeah.
Well, prayers up for the families of those people.
Absolutely.
Hate to hear stuff like that.
Now, let's talk about AT&T buying Time Warner.
Woo, what a deal. Well, AT&T has agreed to buy Time Warner for $85.4 billion.
What's that mean?
That means that...
You gonna have AT&T cable now?
It's a cash and stock deal. You know, Time Warner owns HBO, CNN, TNT, TBS, Warner Brothers, theme parks, Bleacher Report, and a 10% stake in streaming service Hulu. So that is expected to close before the end of 2017. That means for AT&T, they're going to be able to, as the CEO said from Time Warner, they're going to be able to innovate even more quickly and create more value for consumers along with all our distribution and marketing partners.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So that'll be a lot more content for AT&T, clearly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk DJ Khaled. People were talking about him all over social media Sunday, about him maybe sharing
oversharing
too much.
I don't think he was oversharing because that's what I have come to expect from DJ Khaled. I would expect nothing less. If he didn't Snapchat the birth of his son, I'd be like, damn, what's up with Khaled?
Well, people are saying a lot of times pregnancy is something sacred and maybe he gave too much.
There's
we'll talk about it when we come back.
In this era.
800-585-1051. Did Khaled overshare by snapping his son's birth? You know, in a lot of hospitals, they don't allow you to take video. You're not allowed to take video most
of
hospitals.
Of your own baby?
Of your own baby. You're not allowed to take
videos. It's hard for them to stop that now, though, because everybody has phones.
They try.
By the way, Khaled's wife is very understanding because I know that I would not even think of being on my phone while my woman was in contractions. Okay, when I first had my first daughter, my wife was highly upset that I was sitting there on my phone. I'm like, what else am I supposed to be doing? Why are you sitting here going
through contractions? Talking to her. This their first baby, right?
It is their first.
Right.
I had to put the phone down.
You should be talking. You over there on Twitter.
Okay, that's my point exactly.
You over there beefing with Jaheim while your wife is
sitting. My point exactly. So Khaled's wife is very understanding as she let him snap through this whole process.
Well, she also knows probably a business too. But we'll talk about it. 800-585-1051. Did Khaled overshare by snapping his son's birth? Call us
what
up right now. 800-585-1051. Happy birthday. That was Hov. Excuse me, miss. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Intern still ain't bought our breakfast yet. What the hell is she doing?
800-585-1051. Now, congratulations to DJ Khaled. He had his son over the weekend.
And to Nicole Tuck, his fiance.
Absolutely, his baby boy. And we're asking, now, Khaled showed the whole thing on Snapchat, on social media. People are saying he showed too much. It's too much. He should have that sacred. It should be private. So we're asking, what do you think? 800-585-1051. You know, I feel like it's Khaled's baby. It's Khaled and his wife's and his fiance's baby. If they want to put it on Snapchat, that's their prerogative. I thought it was a beautiful thing. It's love by a couple. I have no problem with it.
DJ Khaled has been documenting his life on Snapchat for how long now? Why would y'all expect anything less, okay? You knew he was going to Snapchat from the hospital. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't follow Khaled anyway.
Wow.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. You should follow him. It's fun. And what do you think, Yi?
Well, I think, again, if Khaled and Nicole are okay with it, then that's what they want to do. Listen, we're not forced to watch anything we don't want to watch.
Right.
So if you feel like it's too much, I don't want to see that, then you can easily just not look at it if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all bug me out with what y'all say is going too far. Like, we live in this era of oversharing. People are going World Star and watch somebody run somebody over with a car.
Right.
Repeatedly. Somebody put ice cubes up their butt. And now all of a sudden.
That was on World Star?
Yes, now all of a sudden we've gone too far because Khaled Snapchat the pregnancy. Y'all the same people that go on Facebook and take pictures with your grandma and your homeboys at the funeral. You take selfies of the dead body.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's going too far. Stop it.
I definitely don't think it was too far. That's Khaled. Hello, who's this?
Yo, hello, it's David.
Hey, David, do you think Khaled was going too far?
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I feel like he should have never been, you know, snapping all of that. It doesn't really make sense. I feel like as a man, you should be, you know, holding your wife or your companion's hand while she's giving birth. I mean, there's nothing wrong with snapping that, but, you know, he should be there holding her hand, be like, yo, you got this.
We don't know. We didn't see the baby come out, so we don't know where Khaled was. And it's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. Some fathers want to be there, pull their baby out, and some fathers are too nervous and too scared or rather be by the mom's side, you know?
But my man was having a photo shoot, like be tall.
Now, I do have a lot of friends that are annoying like that. There's, want to do snap everything, and you're like, yo, put the phone down, pay attention. We're having
it. Yeah, but not in that. I mean, for me personally, as I said, Khaled's wife is very understanding because when I first had my first daughter, my wife was not having it. Put your phone down.
Right? That's
okay?
True.
I don't want anybody to see this.
You're going to feel this pain with me.
That's true.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mark. How's it going? Happy Drake Day, guys.
Hey, what's up, Mark? You must be a light-skinned brother like me, bro.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta keep it real for a while for color brothers.
Yeah, all you brothers have to color a dirty urine link up today.
Shut up. Now, we're talking Khaled. Now, did he overshare by snapping his son's birthday? His son's birth?
I don't see no problem with it. I mean, you can't tell somebody what they're going to share and what they're going to show. I mean, you follow them, so you got a choice of what you want to do.
Okay.
Everybody has their opinion.
The man took a shower. The man took a million showers on Snapchat.
He did.
You don't think that was oversharing?
He did.
How long Khaled been showing his titties on Snapchat?
Did he have a little sex tape at one time? It was like a little sex tape. He was in the Bahamas or something?
I don't remember all that.
Yeah, I think he did. Hello, who's this?
I missed that one, too.
This is Leah. I'm from Long Island.
Hey, Mama. Did Khaled overshare by snapping his son's birth?
I don't think that he did too much. I have two kids. My first son was a C-section. My second, I wanted to try, like, a natural birth.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at thousands of videos on YouTube about people giving birth and all that stuff. I feel like everyone's got their phone in there these days. It's the world we live in. I don't think anything weird about it or anything.
Yeah, I think
he
the
gave
only,
me a lot of information.
The only thing that would probably be going too far is if you show your woman's vagina or if you show her poop on the table. If you show that poop coming out the table when she's screaming having that baby, that's a little bit much.
Well, he absolutely positively didn't. You didn't see any of it. All you seen was her thigh And then you heard the babies cry.
It was a classy angle.
Yeah, it was a classy angle.
Listen, I don't have a problem with what Khaled did.
Me neither.
It's DJ Khaled. This man been documenting his life on Snapchat for at least 2 years now.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking DJ Khaled. Congratulations to Khaled. He had his baby boy over the weekend, him and his fiance. And we're asking, did he overshare by snapping his son's birth? That is the question. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're asking, did Khaled overshare by snapping his son's birth? Now, he had a baby boy over the weekend. Congratulations to DJ Khaled. Now, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
You think Khaled overshared too much?
I don't think he shared too much at all.
Me neither.
I shared mine on YouTube. The whole thing.
You showed your vagina too?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't meant for it to. I didn't even know it was being recorded at first until my fiance showed me the video.
How can we find it?
No.
You know she know the link by heart.
Where is it at?
It's on All Natural Birth.
Okay.
All natural, bro. Oh, so it's a whole YouTube for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Probably was me.
Hello, who's this?
Envy, what's popping? It's Zani calling from Charlotte.
Okay.
What's up, bro?
Hear your voice.
Yeah, why you got the quiet tone voice, brother?
Because I'm just waking up.
You want to be the next Von Hopper? Rest in peace to Von Hopper.
Now, you think Khaled over here?
Anyway, so to answer the question or whatever,
don't be calling up here with your little attitude.
Can't have a baby. People mad because they can't have a baby or they can't do that when they was having a baby. And Charlamagne, I had a question for you real fast.
Yes.
I really hope you're giving Donkey of the Day to these people that's thinking Beyonce died.
Oh, I didn't hear nobody say that. First of all, don't you ever mention Beyonce and died in the same sentence. That's number one.
No, that's
two,
why.
I don't see nobody thinking
too,
that.
Dog.
I don't know who you follow, but you need to unfollow anybody that is spreading that type of negative energy earlier this morning.
You can mention Beyonce and died in the same sentence.
No, you can't.
You can say, I listened to that new song and I died when I heard Beyonce sing.
I'm with you. I don't want to hear died in Beyonce either. Hello,
I died at the concert.
Yo, it's Tay from Duval.
We're talking Khaled. You think he overshared?
No, he ain't overdo it, man. He's a proud father, man. He can't be mad at that. Now, I don't have a whole bunch of people who be showing stuff like that on Facebook, but, you know, because it's DJ Khaled, you know, he's getting all this other hype. But, you know, bless up to DJ Khaled, though, man.
Bless
like,
up.
He's definitely on point, man. Definitely showing out for his family, and he's happy. Like, you gotta feel for him.
Absolutely.
And by the way, people that are upset at Khaled for sharing the pregnancy of his wife probably never liked Khaled's Snapchat anyway, so they were just waiting for a reason to hate.
They probably never even watched it to know what really goes down, and it was everywhere.
He really didn't show that much. He showed his wife's leg and thigh up in the, what they call, stirrups? That's what they call?
Mm-hmm.
He showed her in there, and then he just showed himself crying, and you can only hear the baby, and I'm not mad at that.
Listen,
he wants to show what he wants to show.
I don't.
Congratulations, man.
I respect Khaled. Khaled, but you know, I think I might have followed Khaled on Snapchat. He lost me when he got in the shower and was washing under his breath.
Are you like,
okay, that was enough for me. I'm like,
that
okay.
Was too much.
All right, God bless Khaled. You know, I see you out here, boy. You're doing your thing. I don't have to watch it.
But
you know,
gracious.
I'm not mad at him for sharing his wife's pregnancy because the moral of the story is a joy that's shared is a joy made double.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We got rumors on the way?
Well, since it is Drake's 30th birthday, let's talk about some new music. He gave us some samples of four new songs that he has.
Speaking of going too far, some people think Drake went too far.
All right, we'll discuss that. Also, a surprise collaboration album that is going to be available on iTunes.
Oh boy.
Find out who linked up.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, isn't this a lovely? Not only is it Drake's 30th birthday, but he also put out samples of four different songs, four exclusives. And he has announced that he has his new album, More Life, in stores in December sometime, so we will get some new Drake material.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went on his radio show and announced the special birthday edition with himself as the DJ. And here is one song that we'll have a preview for you. It's called Two Birds, One Stone.
You were the man on the moon, now you just go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest. You tropical flavor, still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perked up, so when reality set in, you don't gotta face it. I'm down 200 in Vegas, but win at life on a daily basis. It seems like nobody wants to stay in my good graces. I'm like a real estate agent putting you all in your places.
Clearly a shot at Kid Cudi on there.
Mm-hmm. Everybody said he went too far because Cudi's in rehab for depression, but I just, once again, I'm confused about what y'all think is too far, because Tupac said, my 4-4 makes sure all your kids don't grow. All right?
He definitely said
okay.
that.
Okay? I don't know if y'all...
I ain't mad at it. I mean, hey.
Tupac said, I F'd your wife.
You fat mother. Yeah, he
okay,
sure did.
I mean, I don't understand what's too far now. What's
not too far?
No. What's too far?
Well, this is rap. Another song is a remix of Santan Dave's Wanna Know. Now, he's an artist from the UK, so this is a big deal for Santan Dave. Check it out.
If I call you, better wanna know. But now I'm seeing gold. These tatties, they be pulling off my phone. All these men in there pull me on the road.
OVO Sound Radio.
Free smoke. Anybody want it, they could get it, no joke. Call up landlord, nigga, that's bro. I only link with the real ones, Lord knows.
All right, then there's another song with 21 Savage. It's called Sneakin'.
To get keep reaching and dissing. Put me in an awful position. You gon' make me call my bros for assistance. Let me call my bro.
Baby, I'm a savage, I ain't romantic. When I come around, these rappers, you get dark a panic. And their pockets going under like the Titanic. Got some lay last night and it was outstanding.
That song is available on iTunes now, by the way.
Oh, y'all just doing this because it's his birthday.
I'm just telling you, these are four new songs. People love Drake.
There you go.
And the last one is Fake Love.
I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe.
You ain't play the one with him shooting at Pusha T?
That was two birds, one stone.
Yeah, that's the first one.
He just played the Cudi part, though.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's got a project dropping in December, so that means by January, the radio stations will have new Drake records to play every 10 minutes on the hour.
Well, okay? In December, yeah, his album's coming out, More Life. All right, so happy birthday again to Drake.
And drop on a clues bomb for 21 Savage. 21 Savage has my favorite body, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, hit her with no condom, then I made her eat a Plan B.
Since we're talking about new music, guys, this was a surprise, and I know a lot of people are excited for this collaboration album.
Jay Kanye, Jay Nas, who?
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow announced they're putting out a joint album.
Oh, my, drop one of Clues Bombs for that, damn it. That's what the game been missing.
It's called Ignorant-ish, and it will
That's
be released
what the game
November
been missing.
5th. Okay, first, Soulja Boy said me and Et Shad Moss new collab album released November 5th on iTunes.
This is what I've been waiting to see. I've always wanted a Nas, Jay-Z, King of New York album.
Right.
Okay? And right up there with that Nas, Jay-Z, King of New York album, I've always wanted a Soulja Boy, Bow Wow collaboration
Did
album.
You?
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, baby.
Remember, they had beef for a while before, so I guess they managed to...
I'm glad. Before it got real... Before they killed each other or something in these streets, I'm glad they decided to squash their beef and come together and do this.
Are you being sarcastic?
No,
well,
I'm
don't
not.
Don't you worry. I do have a little snippet for
Woo!
You.
God, now you talking. Waste all that time playing all that Drake.
Yeah,
waste time playing all that Drake.
This guy's an
play
ass.
That Soulja
right,
Boy and Bow Wow,
let's play,
damn
it. Let's play a snippet.
Shh. Rich, singing, talking. Shut up and let me speak mine. Been balling for a long time. You know hoes come and go, dog. Just like LeBron hairline. Kid Red in this bitch, right? Black star here, fruits up. Getting money with these white folks. Now, they ain't got a suit up. In the building like I own it. Lamborghini doing donuts. Singing, talking like they want it. Bad bitches, yeah, we own it.
All right. Well, there you have it.
You
so
hate
November
it, yo.
5th.
That record kind of fire.
It is.
It is.
I did.
It is. Right. Hey, drop on the clues bomb for that little snippet. All right. That record kind of fire.
And let's not forget, Soulja Boy did get some credit for working on your girl Beyonce's album.
Relax. Don't... Soulja right. Boy and Bow Wow. When that's dropping?
November 5th.
November 5th.
Mark your calendar. Yes.
All right. And that is your...
What's wrong with you, man?
Listen, joke around all you want. You might end up liking some of these songs.
I just told you I've been waiting for that collaboration album.
Shut up.
Other than the Nas, Jay-Z, King of New York album I want them to do, this is what I wanted. Soulja Boy and Bow Weezy. All right?
You know what I mean?
Now, we can just get
it.
Chingy and Jaquan to get together.
Yo, shut up.
All right? And rep for St. Louis
shout
the right
to St.
way.
Louis, man.
Okay?
This
then
guy's
we'd really be having something out here in
Soulja
these streets.
Soulja Bow.
He's all a right? jerk over here.
Sold your body.
Yeah, shut up. This guy's a jerk. Album comes out November 5th. Make sure y'all go pre-order it now, all right?
Soulja Bow.
All right, I'm
Drop
Lee.
One of the clues bombs for Soulja Bow, damn it. Angela Yee just coined the group name Soulja Bow. It's going down out here in these streets.
Come on now.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Come on, get focused. You back focused, man?
I ain't never lost focus. I'm as focused as Soulja Boy and Bow Wow. All right?
This guy.
Okay?
This guy. Who are you giving your donkey to? This guy's a jerk, man. He's a jerk.
Listen, Cheryl Cheatham, she's somebody, Grandma. She need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, all jokes aside.
Okay.
That Soulja Boy Bow Wow record sounded alright. I ain't gonna lie. I just heard a snippet, but it sounded alright.
You like that LeBron line, I know.
Hey, man, it sounded alright. I gotta hear a little more, like, but it sounded alright. Now, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 24th, goes to Cheryl Cheatham. Now, Cheryl is a 63-year-old grandma who is behind bars right now. 63 is good grandma age. Some of y'all 36, 37, 38, and y'all grandmas already. Some of y'all just 30 and grandmas because you had your kids at 15, and now your daughter done got pregnant at 15 as well. But who am I to judge on a Monday? I don't start judging people until at least Wednesday. Now, 63-year-old Grandma Cheatham is in jail right now. Cheryl Cheatham looks like she was sitting right next to Rosa Parks on that bus in 1955. See, that's her, Rosa. Who that is right there? That's Cheryl. We got her picture up on that's her board right now. Okay. She's got civil rights activist cheekbones, but she's not in jail because of a peaceful protest or a sit-in or anything of that nature. In fact, she's in jail because clearly she's the OG trap queen. Let's go to people.com for the report.
A 63-year-old grandma is at the center of a drug bust after authorities allegedly caught her trying to sneak $500,000 worth of cocaine from Las Vegas into Detroit. Damn. Cheryl Cheatham of Phoenix, Arizona, was arrested after police were tipped off about an older woman acting suspiciously near the baggage claim inside Metro Airport. A canine discovered 17 bundles of cocaine hidden between two suitcases. Cheatham was charged with possession with intent to distribute cocaine and jailed Monday near her home in Phoenix, Arizona. She was denied bond due to the size of the drug bust as well as her lengthy history of crime, including shoplifting, selling and possessing drugs, and served 6.5 years in prison for theft.
Pusha T, come get your grandma, man.
She looks so sweet.
Listen.
He does look sweet.
She looked like a sweetheart.
Senior citizen snowman. Okay, prehistoric Pusha. Cheryl Cheatham is what happens when someone decides to never, ever get their life together. She chose a life of crime. She is a career criminal. You're 63 years old and still trapping? It comes a point in time when you're too old to be a drug mule. I looked this up, right? A female mule's lifespan is 12 to 15 years. All right, Cheryl, you're 63. You literally have lived the life of a mule 4 times already, okay? And the saddest part about this is, what era is she from that she thinks she can still smuggle kilos of cocaine in her luggage at the airport?
She almost made it, though.
No. Cheryl, you out here throwback trafficking? Last time that worked, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and that was 1908. Did they even have planes in 1908 for you to be able to smuggle? Was planes around in 1908? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Nobody can is here
I
to verify.
So.
Look, it comes a point in time where everybody has to retire from whatever profession you are in. Police officer, lawyer, athlete, drug dealer, rapper. Like, Cheryl Cheatham, it's time. Okay? Now you will probably, because of your police record, end up getting a life sentence in prison, but you're 63. So, really, at 63, anything over 10 years is a life sentence. So you'll do about 10 years before you clock out. And by clock out, I mean die. But just think, you spent your whole life committing crimes. At what point do you realize in order to change your life, you have to change your lifestyle? Please give Cheryl Cheatham the biggest hee-haw, please.
And the first plane flew in 1903.
Well, I wouldn't even have got on them by 1908.
You'd be a guinea pig still.
Yeah, by 1908, I'd have still been taking the train or something. I'm gonna do the same thing when the Hyperloop is finally done. I'm gonna wait 15 years after the Hyperloop to take my first trip.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, did Drake go too far? Is anything off limits in beef? Let's hear a little Drake snippet.
You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest. He give you tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perked up. So when reality set in, you don't gotta face it. I'm down 200 in Vegas, but win at life on a daily basis. It seems like nobody wants to stay in my good graces. I'm like a real estate agent putting you all in your places.
Well, we done went way past the part after he's got that Cuddy. That was the first three or four bars.
Right. So the question is 800-585-1051. Did Drake go too far? Wait. Is anything off limits in beef? Because Cuddy's
in rehab. Rehab for depression.
Right.
Said he was feeling suicidal or whatever. Said he's never been at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the time you need to just kind of perhaps back off and let it go.
Well, I mean, for me personally, I can't sit here and say that he went too far because I come from the era where Tupac told people that he would make sure this 4-4 make sure their kids don't grow. But he
That's
told
true.
A man he had sex with his wife.
Jay-Z okay? did tell Nas he skeet on your car seat.
He had sex with his baby mama, skeet through the condoms on the kid's baby seat. Like, and let's not talk about all the other countless raps that just, well, I'm gonna kill you when I see you and shoot you in your face and kill your whole family. So it's like,
but if
I
somebody
know.
Came out publicly and said, listen, I've been going through a lot, I have to go to rehab, I'm suicidal, maybe it's different.
My 4-4 makes sure all your kids don't grow?
800-585-1051.
All you Tupac lovers?
Did Drake go too far? Is anything off limits in beef? That is the question. Call us up now.
Sensitive,
it's the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
That was Missy Elliott with Work It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Drake is releasing a new project. He released 4 snippets yesterday, and let's play a snippet of one of them.
You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest. He give you tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perked up. So when reality set in, you don't gotta face it.
Now, Drake is taking some shots at Kid Cudi.
Yeah, the record is called 2 Birds, 1 Stone. He also goes at Pusha T, but everybody's saying that he went too far for going at Cudi because Cudi has checked himself into rehab for depression and Cudi was feeling suicidal. So everybody feels like Drake's kicking the man when he's down.
What's too far in rap beef, though?
There's no such thing, man. And listen, all you people that claim to be Tupac fans, shut your hypocritical ass up because nobody went farther than Tupac. Now, I went on Genius.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Genius has the 7 times rappers went too far. These are really good. I forgot about a lot of these.
Okay.
Cameron on the Hate Me Now freestyle when he says, take your daughter R. Kelly, have my way with her face.
Ooh, no,
that was a little too far.
Jay-Z, super ugly, of course. I came in your Bentley back seat, skeeted in your Jeep, left condoms in your baby seat.
He apologized for that after.
Tupac hit him up. Don't one of you Negroes got sickle cell or something? Huh? You effing with me, Negro? You effing around and catch a seizure or a heart attack?
Yeah.
How can you be a Tupac fan?
A little too far.
But then say Drake went too far. Stop being a Kid Cudi groupie and pay attention,
Put your phone on vibrate and continue.
Cameron on Dear Stan.
This guy's crazy.
Cameron on Dear Stan says, hung out with you on Mother's Day because your mother's dead. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my gosh.
Eminem's.
Cameron has a history of going too far, it seems.
Eminem, play nice, bitch. I'll punch Lana Del Rey right in the face twice like Ray Rice in broad daylight.
Yeah, okay. Any more you got?
Yeah, Gucci Man on The Truth when he's told Jeezy, go dig your partner up. Bet he can't say it. And if you're looking for the kid,
that.
I'll be in zone 6.
I thought that was
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So first, of once again, no, Drake did
so
not
maybe
go
Drake
too
didn't
far.
Go too far then. Nah.
Not to me.
Nah,
not to me and
far.
For what I grew up on.
Nah,
maybe to this new
far.
Era and how sensitive y'all are about everything, but for what I grew up on, he absolutely didn't go too far. And once again, all you Tupac fans, stop being hypocrites because nobody went farther than Tupac. All right?
All right.
My 4-4 makes sure all your kids don't grow. That means he will shoot your kids with a 4-4.
Okay.
All right.
Get it. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Jinx.
Did Drake go too far?
Say it again?
Did Drake go too far?
No, he didn't go too far. You know, like I said, I'm 44 years old. I come from that era of snapping, what we called it. And we didn't have no filter. We talk about your mama, your family, whatever it was, because we wanted to make that big impression and make you shut up or leave me alone type.
Yep.
You know, and I rather prefer to see this way because, once again, I go back again, being showing my age, is
we always said lyrics is not an issue as long as they don't go to the street. Where you see a generation became old, they start taking it personal. So I feel like before Biggie and Tupac, lyrics will stay right there. Like
Right. I get what he's saying. But lyrics go to the streets when you go too far.
No, they don't.
You can't rap about a man's kids.
You shouldn't, but people have done it.
Yeah,
and I ain't seen nobody get touched up yet.
I guess you're right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Jocelyn.
Hey, did Drake go too far talking about Kid Cudi?
No, I don't think he did. Because, first of all, you got to put into play, did he do it before he was admitted into rehab or after?
Well, he talked about perking up, which I'm assuming meant Percocets. And so, and he did just put this snippet out yesterday. So whether or not he recorded it before, we are just now hearing it.
That's true.
All right. 800-585-1051. Drake released some new music and he's going at Kid Cudi. We all know Kid Cudi is at rehab right now. Let's play a snippet of that Drake song right fast.
You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through your phases. Life of the hangry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest. You give you tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus.
All right, 800-585-1051. Did Drake go too far? Is anything off limits in beef? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake too. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And happy birthday to the boy Drake today. He turns 30, so happy birthday to my beige brother. All right, now we're talking, did Drake go too far? He released some records over the weekend. One of them, he was going at Kid Cudi. People are saying maybe he's going too far. Kid Cudi's in rehab. What do you think? 800-585-1051. What do you think, E?
Well, you know, I'm super duper nice. And I always think that everything, I always feel bad about everything. And I do feel like he is in rehab. He has gone publicly and said he has some issues and he has suicidal urges. They don't have no crazy beef like that for him to feel like he has to take aim at something like that at him. So I do feel like it was a little unnecessary. Their beef ain't that deep.
From the era I grew up in, no, I don't feel like he went too far. And if you are a Tupac fan and you think that Drake went too far against Kid Cudi, you are the biggest hypocrite.
But Tupac was going at people who he felt like tried to kill him and shoot him.
What did Prodigy do to Tupac that made that Tupac say, don't you got sickle cell or something? F around and catch a seizure or a heart attack messing with me. What did Prodigy do to Tupac to deserve that?
That's true.
Come on, man.
It was a little too far.
What did Chino XL do to Tupac?
I don't know what Chino XL did.
Come on, man. Stop it, man.
A little too far.
Stop it, man. Right. What did Faith do? Faith ain't had nothing to do with that.
Now, Faith was just mind
that
business.
I thought that was a little rude.
Come on.
A little rude. That was too far.
That was a little rude, too. I'm not saying that certain things aren't too far. Yes. Do I feel like it is? I have sympathy for people and their struggles.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Sylvia from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Sylvia. Did Drake go too far, mama?
I feel like he didn't go too far, only simply because it was no kids involved. When you're grown and you beefing with somebody, the only way to go too far is when you involve kids because they know nothing about the situation that you're going through. So that's the only way you could take it too far.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all. This is Kay. Good morning. I'm calling from VA.
Hey. Now, did Drake go too far?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like the same way Charlamagne feels about the whole Tupac, Biggie era, like with hip-hop, Drake owes it to his fans to stand up for himself. Like, regardless if people feel like whatever he's going through, Drake was going through his own things, like when he first came out, you know what I'm saying, struggling with being a light-skinned rapper, singing, all that other stuff that kind of joke on him about, you know what I'm saying? Now he's saying what he meaning what he say. And I could go for that all day. Like, it's his birthday. Why not drop a track, a little snippet of something? You going hard. And, to me, he's body anybody, you know, R&B lyrically, besides Trey, because he's from VA. But, give Drake a break, people. Like, I'm with Charlamagne. I'm the team Darcy and Charlamagne. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch your mouth.
Okay?
The color of your skin, this is what this has to do with now.
It always turns to that,
no.
Doesn't it?
But seriously, though, y'all, Drake, he deserves it, and his fans deserve it for him to stand up for, you know what I'm saying, himself. If not anything or not anybody, he's standing up for what he want to say and standing up for how he feel about, you know what I'm saying, the career and the field that he's in.
All right, thank you.
I don't know what he's standing up for or what his fans deserve, but I know I don't like hypocrisy, okay? And I know that I've heard much, much worse in rap records, and I see a lot of Kid Cudi groupies who claim to be Tupac fanatics. saying that Drake went too far. How can you be a Tupac fan but say Drake went too far?
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is you make excuses for the people you like. Simple and plain. A lot of y'all is groupies, stands, and don't even realize it until situations like this arise. And then you make up all the dumbest reasons in the world as to why your guy is right and everybody else is wrong, okay? You make excuses for the people you like.
Yeah. We got rumors on the way.
We're going to talk about breaking up marriages, breaking up happy homes. Man, is Future a homewrecker? We'll tell you what happened.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, last week, Scottie Pippen filed for divorce from his wife, Larsa. And now they are saying, as they have been saying, that Future has something to do with it. Now, the rumor is that he was concerned about Larsa's relationship with Future. They met in August. They've been traveling and hanging out together ever since. Also, some people are saying that this is revenge. Larsa is saying that Scottie Pippen was flirting with another woman last summer, and they had agreed to a divorce but backed off weeks ago. Scottie Pippen changed his mind, but then recently they had a lot of issues and a lot of problems. And sources on both Scottie Pippen and Larsa's side are saying that she has been on Future's private jet, traveling with him to various cities, including Vegas last month, and they were very cozy recently at a club in Miami. So,
what if Future F Scottie's wife in some Jordan flip-flops? That'd be amazing.
My Jordan, yeah, you know what? You're a bad guy. Go ahead.
Right, so that is the rumor. Future potentially could be a homewrecker. All right, Khloe Kardashian, speaking of divorces, and Lamar Odom have officially signed off on their divorce. So now all the judge has to do is sign that. So She first filed for divorce back in December 2013, but then for 2 years she went back and forth trying to save her relationship. But now she has officially signed off, and so has he. So before the end of the year, they should both be single again.
Is he back in Queens? I heard he's been back in Queens at the supermarket and...
I don't know.
Crack
with
spots.
His family. No crack spots, you ass.
We be forgetting Khloe is even married still.
This guy over here, man.
She got herself a new boo already.
Already? Right. Khloe married?
No. It was a rumor that she was engaged, but according to ESPN, she's not engaged to Tristan Thompson yet.
Mm.
They're just very much enjoying each other's company. All right, now sources are saying that Jay-Z misses the old Kanye. Kareem Biggs Burke, we all know him as one of the founders of Rockefeller, revealed just as much. He was doing interviews about his pop-up shop, and he told Page Six, he said, "I was shocked to hear what Kanye said on stage. There was never anything rumbling, so when you hear these things in public, it's a little shocking." Now, people were also saying that Jay-Z just doesn't even like Kanye, can't stand him because of his crazy personality, and he can only take him in small doses. But Biggs does not say that much. He does say, however, that Jay-Z is not fond of the change in Kanye's personality. He said, "I'm not sure about the relationship at this point. I spoke to Jay after Kanye's rant, and we're both just like, we miss the old Kanye."
Hey, man, once you take issues public, it's hard to go backwards.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
Back.
Like, once you express that you have a problem with somebody publicly, the relationship will probably never be the same again.
Absolutely.
All right, and Kim Kardashian was on 60 Minutes. Clearly, she did this interview before the robbery that happened in Paris. And here's what she has to say about social media and the role that it plays in her life.
It is a talent to have a brand that's really successful off of getting people to like you for you. There are pitfalls, lack of privacy. For me, I can handle it. I totally attribute my career to social media. I do believe that the pros in my situation and my lifestyle have been more beneficial than the negative things.
I mean, the social media, but you got to put the sex tape with Ray J in there, too. Come on now. If you're going to contribute social media to your success, you got to give Ray J and the sex tape at least 10%.
She never brings that up for some reason.
At least 10%.
You wouldn't want to bring that up either.
Come on, man.
Right.
Come on.
You got kids. You don't want to
give
bring
Ray
up.
J and the sex tape the credit it deserves.
Kanye brought it up in a song.
He sure did.
It is what it is.
All right, Kanye also said that he's going to boycott the Grammys if Frank Ocean isn't nominated. He said the album I listened to the most this year is Frank Ocean's album. I'll tell you this right now, if his album's not nominated in no categories, I'm not showing up to the Grammys. So it looks like he's not going to show up because it wasn't nominated.
I don't think it made the time limit,
That's right. It was the time limit. It was timing.
Does Kanye notice?
Probably not.
Yeah, they were not submitted even for consideration.
Kanye got to just stop speaking out of emotion, man.
Kanye said the Grammys have to change their rules or something like that.
What if is Chance the Rapper nominated?
I don't know all the nominations.
That's Kanye's guy. What if Chance is nominated? Wouldn't you want to be there for Chance?
I would hope so.
If Drake's his guy, what if Drake's nominated? Wouldn't you want to be there for Drake?
And by the way, congrats to Nelly. He just did a new deal with Fox. He's going to be joining Skip Bayless on his sports show, Skip and Shannon. Okay. Undisputed Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless and Joy Taylor.
Shout out to Nelly.
He is a new contributing analyst.
Drop one of Clues Bombs from Nelly. I like to hear Nelly talking sports.
So his first appearance is going to be next week on Tuesday, November.
You know, people always ask me if I ever am concerned about, like, somebody swinging on me in the studio. And I'd be like, no. And they say, who do you think ever really wanted to swing on you? And they always surprised that my answer is Nelly.
Really?
People forget. I guess this was because it was so early on in the Breakfast Club. And when Nelly was up here and I was telling him he was cold. And
oh, yeah. Nelly would have swung on
his career wasn't popping. Nelly said.
Nelly would have gave it two pieces.
Nelly said, this was his exact words. I keep retainers for dudes like you, cuz.
Whoa.
Yeah,
all right.
He sure did.
Nelly would have put them hands. Nelly would have used them hands, bro.
Nelly and Gucci. I think Gucci, too.
But see, people don't realize we was playing with Gucci. Like we knew.
Yeah, we're good.
Gucci is the boogeyman of hip hop.
It was all Gucci.
We
Gucci.
Was playing into him being the boogeyman of hip hop.
With Nelly, it was getting hot.
Nelly would put his hands on
you.
She's waiting for that one.
She was waiting for that one.
She was waiting for that one. She wrote that one down.
Drop one of those mom for Angelique.
Yeah, she got it off. Good job, Lee.
Right before the shot clock went off, she got that one.
She was waiting for that one. Goodness gracious, snack man wrote that. All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, that's your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right.
I just flew in, my arms are so tired.
We can tell.
Man.
All right. Enough, Yee. Any more, Yee? You good? You good?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.